Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our lives. It is about moving forward and living your dreams, where every day you are happier, healthier, and more passionate than you were yesterday. And again, I'm so happy to be here with you all today. Thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, a big warm welcome to you. I hope everyone's week is progressing in the perfect way for your own brand of inspired action. And I am so excited today, everyone, because we have an amazing treat for you all. We have an incredible guest today, Dr. Shane Lopez, who is going to be talking about a subject that is so important for us all, which is hope, making hope happen and how to use it and create the future you want for yourself and those around you. And Dr. Lopez was involved in really putting together and leading the largest study of hopeful people ever conducted. And again, Dr. Shane Lopez is the perfect person to be talking about this subject because Dr. Lopez is a senior scientist at Gallup and research director of the Clifton Strengths Institute and leads research on the links between hope, strengths development, academic success, and overall well-being, and collaborates with scholars around the world. He specializes in hope and strengths enhancement for students from preschool through college graduation and advocates, which I am with him, advocates for the psychological reform of American education. Dr. Lopez has published over 100 journal articles and book chapters. He's edited and authored 7 books, including the Oxford Handbook of Positive Psychology. And I also love this, which, again, imagine if your father was the world's leading authority on the science of hope. Yes, clearly, his wonderful son must be the most hopeful kid in the world. I love that that's put in there as well. Shane, Dr. Lopez, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, Jennifer, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, I can't tell you. First I was going to say, and I was mentioning this before we were out here, which is I loved your book. I have read your book, Making Hope Happen, Create the Future You Want for Yourself and Others, and it is packed with incredible insights and very relatable stories that are indeed so meaningful. And I can only imagine the many lives it's changing for the better. I mean, really powerful stuff. And so thank you for bringing this out because it's going to help everyone.
Well, thank you for reading the book and then sharing your thoughts with folks on the air.
Yes, yes. And especially too, you know, I know I've had the honor of talking with you before about this. And actually, when I talked with you, I read some information, but I hadn't at that point read the entire book. So that's why I'm so excited, because I was just sharing with you a few minutes ago, this book, for me, caused a paradigm shift in how I think about hope. And I for many years, love to talk about hope. Hope has been a very important part of my life. I love to help people find hope in their life. That's just something that drives me. And for me to, for the, something like this to cause a paradigm shift for me, because it clarifies where, you know, what real hope is, and how, again, you can use it beyond just it just being an emotion, but use it as an essential tool. This is where I'm just profoundly touched by this book, I have to tell you.
Oh, it is such a powerful, powerful emotion. I mean, feeling uplifted and getting excited about the future is extremely powerful, but we can leverage that emotion in a more active way to really, you know, change our lives for the better.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I know folks out there are wondering, as a new audience, could you share, first off, what is it that you do as a Gallup senior scientist?
Oh, sure. I'm always curious about what's on the hearts and minds of people around the world. As a psychologist, you know, that's what drives me, is asking questions, getting answers, and asking more questions, and then finally trying to help people with the information that they share. So at Gallup, what I like to do is ask questions about well-being, about happiness, about hope, about doing what you do best. I specialize in a focus on education and how that information can change education. And really, I try to, you know, ask kids questions, because too often their voices are not counted on, and we really need to give them a say in what's happening in the world. So I ask a lot of questions, get a lot of answers, write a lot of reports, but then ultimately we make recommendations about how to improve schools and organizations.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it's interesting, too, because I know many of us have heard of Gallup pretty much, I mean, certainly for me, most of my life. And I'm now especially learning a little bit about what you've done here. And looking, you know, it's one of those things when you buy a car, you suddenly see that same car all over the road. I'm noticing how often Gallup research is you know, referred to now, which I wasn't noticing this before, which is really interesting, because it's everywhere.
Most recently, you know, we've gotten a lot of press around our workforce study, our American workforce study, where we found that 70% of folks in America don't care for their jobs.
Oh, yes.
And that's the kind of study that really, it grabs attention, because only 30% of Americans really care for their jobs and are working at capacity. And the rest of us, while we may be employed, we're not really challenged and engaged in our work. And that's the thing we can shed a light on and get conversations started. And just like we did with Hope, we found that 50% of people around the world are hopeful and 50% are not. 50% of students in America are hopeful, 50% are not. And when you hear those numbers, you know, the next question is, well, what do we do about that? And
right.
Those are the kinds of conversations we like to create.
And that's really important, too, because even putting out percentages like that, when you think about the actual number of those 50% that you know, certainly don't appreciate or don't enjoy their job, and in fact some hate their job, I imagine, but and certainly the other 50% of people who are so low in hope, that's an enormous amount of people.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's mind-boggling, especially when we do work on the World Poll. We're literally dealing with, you know, the voices of 7 billion people and trying to make sense out of those numbers, let's say half. So 3.5 billion people really don't have hope in the future, and 3.5 billion people do. You know, it's mind-boggling just to think about that around the world.
Right, right. And I was just curious, and I know this is kind of one of those facts, is where in the world are we most hopeful and least hopeful, based on your studies?
Yeah. At least hopeful would be Zimbabwe. It's actually the country, the only country that does not believe that the future will be better than the present by
wow.
population. So
mm-hmm.
when we look at people in Zimbabwe, they generally think that their lives will get worse over time when most people in the world at least think their lives will be better over time, even though they may not seem, you know, confident that they can make that happen. They at least believe some force will guide them towards a better life. In terms of most hopeful, a lot of the countries in the kind of the Danish part of the world, so Denmark in particular, you know, they seem to have a real good sense of how to be optimistic about the future, but then also they create strategies that help the populace take action and create the future they want. So it's one of the more hopeful countries in the world.
Isn't that incredible? Because I think on a certain level, it doesn't surprise me. And I know probably for others, it wouldn't surprise them. And I have actually a couple of friends from Denmark and one's from an area outside there. And they do have a different sense about them. So I know what you mean relative to the idea of community as well. They're more connected in that way. And it's actually quite interesting. So I actually want to talk about a particular story you wrote in the book that's related to Zimbabwe that was so powerful. But let's go ahead. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about that in just a second. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some amazing stories and certainly how we can choose a better tomorrow with hope. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and I've got Dr. Shane Lopez here with me today, who is a senior scientist with Gallup and the world's leading authority on the science of hope. And we're talking about his incredible new book, Making Hope Happen, Create the Future You Want for Yourself and Others. And wow, Shane, I have to, we were just talking about this, which is I want to bring up a story that you write about in your book. When I read that, it was so touching, and it was unexpected, but it was incredible. And I just want to share this with people because I know that there are a lot of people out there that are seeking more hope or trying to find a way to bring more hope into their lives. And this story is, and you were just mentioning this a few minutes ago about Zimbabwe being one of the areas in the research showing a lower hope aspect relative to what they see for their future. And there is a story about a woman you write in your book, and Tererai Trent, who when she went, you know, you're talking about how very powerful this is when she went back to Zimbabwe. And she, one thing I loved about the story is this is a woman who had a very, very difficult, challenging life that she was living. She ultimately came to America and fulfilled some of her amazing dreams she had before she came to America, when those dreams were almost impossible to see and believe. She wrote on a piece of paper her dreams, buried it in a little tin box in the dirt, in the ground. Then, after coming to America, fulfilling many of those dreams, went back to Zimbabwe and dug that little tin box up. That's incredible. I mean, that was what was really touching.
And it was in a field. The box was buried under a rock in a field where she used to herd cattle as a child and then as a young mother. And she was, you know, she held this goal, this very lofty, higher order goal of ending the cycle of poverty and oppression in her family. So, number one, the poverty was what loomed in her family for generations, but also, you know, the people she was closest to, her mother and her grandmother, were like most or all of the women in her village oppressed by the men. It was
right.
Part of the times and the culture in her village to limit the rights of these women. And so here was a woman who was desperately wanting to go to school and get an education to fulfill this, like I said, this big mission of ending poverty in her family. And she wasn't allowed to. Her father did not allow her to go to school. Finally, when they convinced her father that she was a great student and should be in school, she only got to go for a couple of terms because she was married off at a very young age, I think age 11. And
right.
Then that man didn't want her to better herself or go to school. So there was great conflict and strife in that relationship over that issue. But Tererai kept pushing and cobbled together the help and support she needed to achieve her big dreams of getting an education and thereby getting a good job and thereby ending this you know, this long trail of poverty.
Right. Wow. That just was so profound. And, you know, of course, when you look at her story, being married off at age 11 and going through what the type of oppression, unspeakable type of hardship, that she was still able to hold on to hope and create essentially inspired action in our life to accomplish incredible dreams. And that's the interesting aspect too, is when you look at someone like that and you wonder, okay, was for her to do that, was she born with this ability? And or how is it that she was able to do that? Because most people couldn't get through it, you know?
Yeah. Everyone's born with this capacity to think about the future and to prospect into the future, like you're mining for gold, prospecting. So you're kind of throwing yourself into the future, and you're looking for better possible future selves. You're trying to tell a story about yourself that is one that really inspires you and compels you. And so she, like everyone else, did this, but then she also had, you know, like I mentioned, her mother and her grandmother right around her, shaping her pursuit of this big, huge goal of hers, and
right,
buffering her from the challenges of everyday life. So Tara Rye is an amazingly strong woman, but she was born with the same tools and talents that the rest of us are. And then, you know, I think what we need to point out in Tara Rye's story is that her future, this future she wanted for herself and her family, that image was so compelling that it made her capable of dealing with all the trauma of the present. So
right,
she was being pulled forward by the future, even though everything in her present was trying to hold her back.
Right. And certainly as she was going, building all of that inside of her, she got that encouragement at just beautiful moments. That's exactly what she needed to keep that relationship with the future going. Yeah.
And those important relationships keep popping up, and folks need to think about the most hopeful people in their lives, because that's what Tara Rye would do when she would stumble or get into trouble. She'd call upon the most hopeful people in her life, and oftentimes it was her mother or grandmother, but sometimes people would kind of show up. They'd kind of crawl out of the woodwork to help her, and villagers did that at one point for her, but also leaders in the educational community did that at Oklahoma State University when she was there, and then at other schools as she went on to get her master's and her PhD.
Wonderful. Incredible. I don't think I've asked you yet, but I really wanted to make sure you had an opportunity to define hope from your perspective.
Oh, sure. It's the belief that the future will be better than the present, plus the belief that you have some power to make that so. It's both combined. So believing that you can, that your future will be better than the present, is just optimism, which is powerful. I mean, it's a buoyant force in our lives, but it's not as powerful as hope, because when you combine that optimism with that belief that you have some power to make that future better for yourself and your family, then those two beliefs together join forces and become hope. And that's what really sets it apart from wishing. It's way more potent than wishing, which is actually somewhat destructive, and more potent than optimism, which is on its own potent, but not as powerful as it could be.
I'm glad you said that, because that is one of the areas that I thought was really fantastic, how you were able to, you certainly weaved many case studies and stories in the book that really was so helpful in being able to make it certainly relatable, but understanding, because I think even after the first time I talked to you, I still, you know, I was getting it to some degree, but there was still a little bit missing until I read the book about what the difference was between wishing and hoping. And I love that,
yeah,
because I'm all about inspired action, and I love the concept of inspired action. So I just want to, again, put this out there for everybody, because you talk about in the book, you know, how we think about our future is a key determinant of success for ourselves And of course, everyone needs to read the book, because to improve their relationship with the future, there's so many great tips, so many great stories. Oh my gosh. I just want to make sure everybody knows this.
well, so many of us, and me included, you know, we like shortcuts, right? I mean, we want to know how to make our lives better. But tell me the fastest way, the easiest way. And I think we got confused somewhere along the line. And, you know, people would tell us, well, you know, have positive thoughts about the future, have optimistic thoughts about the future. Well, again, that's a start, but it's only a start. And then some people along the way said, well, you know, all that matters is the way I'm thinking about the future, then everything else will take care of itself. In actuality, if you believe that the future will be wonderful and you don't have to do a single thing about it, you're just wishing. You know, you kind of lean towards the optimistic, but you're wishing that things will work out for themselves, and you're not really playing the game of life. You're kind of sitting on the sidelines and passively waiting for good things to happen to you. But hopeful people, they're realists. They're like, okay, now what do I do? Okay, all these obstacles will pop up as I pursue my goals. What do I need to do to make sure I can overcome those obstacles? How many different pathways can I come up with? Who can help me? And how do I maintain my energy when I'm really overwhelmed by this? So hopeful people have many more tools in their toolbox than wishers. And wishers actually kind of undermine the energy they have for life. So if you wish for a wonderful week, and by Wednesday, you know, you've been sucker punched by the hassles of everyday life, then you're out of steam, you're out of juice by Wednesday. Right. But if you hope for a wonderful week, then come Wednesday, you've dealt with the conflicts and the hassles pretty effectively, maybe even learned something new, and now you can push forward and have a good Thursday, a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. Wow. That's wonderful. I mean, you actually just made me open the book to one of my little post-its areas here that I've got marked, which is a comment you make saying, thinking about how to do more of what you do best can lead you to many pathways to growth. Focusing on your strengths first also keeps your mind open to fixes for your weaknesses. And I say that because the idea of being more open to creating more pathways, alternative pathways, plan A's, B's, C's, D's possibly. And I can relate to that. That's so very true in keeping yourself moving forward and hopeful, obviously.
Well, so often, though, I mean, our culture tells us, well, what are you not good at? What don't you do well? And how can you go to training and fix that? And,
right.
You know, certainly we don't want these glaring weaknesses in our, you know, in ourselves, but too seldom do folks say, you know, you're really good at that. Why don't you take some time and just do that? Why don't you take some time and go learn how to do that even better?
Right.
And when we are working from that position of strength and doing what we do best, our minds kind of open up. And we think more creatively, and we think about ways that we can actually get more done and find more time for ourselves and invest in other people. So I would encourage people, you know, to kind of lay off the drill sergeant routine and not really, you know, kind of tear yourself down to build yourself up. Maybe there are ways that you can coach yourself up by, again, focusing on what you do best and then aiming that stuff at your big hopeful visions of the future.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we have to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how people can find that sweet spot of hope, which is something the book talks about, is really a wonderful way to talk about it. So I'm Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Laura Long Ashley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Dr. Shane Lopez here with me today, and we're talking about his new book, Making Hope Happen, which I have read, and again, have to say the insights are incredible. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Shane. Can you go ahead and give out your website and email address for folks?
Sure. The easiest way is to go to hopemonger.com, hopemonger.com, H-O-P-E-M-O-N-G-E-R.com. And there, just click contact, and you can contact me directly through there, and I'm pretty quick about responding. And there you'll also find information about a Hope app, which you can download on any Apple device and kind of experiment with investing in the future in service of today.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to make sure we have a moment to finish a thought we were having on the break, which is I was sharing with you that I had someone I was speaking with that was talking to me and was about to share essentially a negative story, something very, very hard that's happening in the world, that, and they were about to talk about it. And I said to them, I'm very happy to hear what they have to say because I care very much, but if they're going to share the negative story, they've got to share something positive along with that or a solution. Mm-hmm. And you were just sharing, there's a little bit about it, Devil's Advocate in the book.
I write about my pet peeve about Devil's Advocates because I think across my life, I've never heard a devil's advocate follow up with a constructive alternative to the point, the idea that they just tried to shoot down.
Right.
So anymore, you know, when someone says, well, I'm gonna nix your idea by playing the devil's advocate, I think to myself, well, it's that time in the meeting now when I should go to the bathroom or get a drink of water, because, you know, I know what's coming. They're going to knock down some ideas, but they're not going to replace them with any new ideas.
Yes.
So, yeah, I wish people would invest as much energy in coming up with alternative ideas as they do in critiquing existing ideas.
I'm with you. I love that. Absolutely. And I, you know, it's worth shouting that out there out loud so many times, because, you know, we're going to need to really adjust the devil's advocate mindset, I think. So.
Well, and it's prevalent in organizations and in schools, you know, and something I think people think that they're playing a valuable role in critiquing. But, you know, everyone can critique. What we really need is for folks to come up with creative alternatives.
Right, right. One other area I wanted to talk about is, you talk about this in the book, the sweet spot of hope. Can you expand on that? What is it, and how can we find more of it?
Yeah, I write about it in kind of different ways in the book, but essentially, you know, the challenge is to stretch yourself to the point that you're really trying to get you know, your hope working at its best. And in some cases, we have to do that by creating stretch goals, and then along with that, come up with these different types of support that will help us get to where we want to be. At other times, it's about really taking enough risks in life. You know, many of us are kind of risk averse, but
right.
To be in the sweet spot of hope, you have to be risking something. So you have to have a little bit of concern that what you're doing might not work out, but not so much that you'll be psychologically overwhelmed and shut down and not be able to think through problems. So really, it's about how much are you willing to invest in these big ideas for yourself, and how much are you willing to risk. And how do you maximize that in such a way that you have enough psychological energy to get things done?
And the way you wrote that in the book, what came to my mind is how the difference, again, in dreamers versus someone who, again, is hoping and hopeful and creating, in fact, a pathway or multiple pathways to get to where they need to go, versus a dreamer who, when they hit the first obstacle, potentially, it all ends.
Yeah. And I love the concept of dreaming. It has some emotional lift to it. And you know, we all fantasize to some extent every day.
Yes.
And daydream every day. But really, at some point, we have to sort through those fantasies and find
right.
the one or two that we can truly commit ourselves to. Because if we try to do it with all of them, then yeah, we'll certainly be overwhelmed by the obstacles that pop up.
Right. And the other concept that I think is incredibly important, and we've kind of been talking a little bit about that, which is essentially developing a relationship with our future selves. You actually have a little quote from Seinfeld in the book. I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, it started. I started out by quoting a Nobel Prize winner who said, "We're strangers to our future selves."
Mm.
And then I followed that up with reference to the Seinfeld bit about today guy, tonight guy, tomorrow guy.
Right.
And none of us want to exist on 4 hours sleep. But when we're tonight guy, when we're out and having a good time and having a party, you know, we're not thinking about what struggles tomorrow guy will have. So we're totally disconnected, even as the same person. If I'm out at midnight tonight drinking wine with friends, I'm not thinking about the 8 a.m. meeting I have that the future self has to attend. I'm just thinking about how tonight guy is just having a wonderful time. So we struggle with that, whether it's, you know, just an 8-hour span from midnight to 8 in the morning, or in a 10-year span. Or get this, Jennifer, we're one of the only countries in the world that has kind of this habit of giving people a 30-year mortgage on their homes. So we're the only folks who are kind of overly confident in that our future selves will want to pay off the mortgage of our current selves.
Oh, so funny. We
really have to think about how we relate to our future selves and how we get to know our future selves over time.
Right. I think the aspect too, talking about the idea of seeking the opinion of our future self is really important. And the idea of every time you have some life decision, it could be a major life decision, but even small life decisions may be a way to practice this idea of seeking the opinion of your future self is a really enlightening concept, because that you essentially build the pathways in your mind to connect yourself to that. And I thought that was a grand idea.
Well, you certainly can do it in all kinds of novel ways, such as these age progression apps that are on smartphones these days. You can age yourself. You can take a picture of yourself and then age it 30 years. You can write a letter to your future self, trying to tap into the wisdom of the future you, and then have that letter delivered at some point in time using a website called futureme.org.
Yes.
You could sit down with, a financial planner who's committed to coaching you to get to know your future self. And I talked to some folks in the financial industry about, their key challenges to getting people to plan for the future. And they too said that the biggest challenge is our clients don't know what they want their futures to look like. We all say we want more freedom, we want more vacation time, we want more time with family. But then when they ask us the hard questions like, where do you want to live? How much time do you want to work? Do you want to adjust your quality of life at all? We're like, whoa, these are like hard questions. So all of those issues have to be dealt with so that we can really plan for our future selves. But the easiest way, to meet your future self is to identify that person who's quite a bit like you, but is 30 years older than you. So let's say you want to be like your wonderful neighbor who's so beautiful, wonderful, and wise, and she's made these wonderful decisions. Well, spend more time with your wonderful neighbor. Tap into the wisdom of your future self by spending time with someone you aspire to be.
Beautiful. Let's talk about that, the future casting, and we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about a little future casting when we come back. So let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Jennifer B. at Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on Transformation. TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Dr. Shane Lopez here with me today. We're talking about his incredible new book, Making Hope Happen. And Shane, I want to make sure again, if you could go ahead and give your website and email address and any information you'd like to give out there to folks, make sure you have another chance to do that.
Oh, sure. The quickest way to get the book is go to Amazon.com and look for Making Hope Happen. And for more information and a free hope survey and videos and all kinds of fun stuff, including reference to My Hope Odyssey, which is an app, go to hopemonger.com. And there, too, you can contact me. Just click on the contact button and write me a quick note, and I'll get it instantly.
Excellent. And one thing that was written here, which I thought was just a beautiful sentence to sum it up, which is making hope happen is the first scientifically based blueprint for mobilizing the energy and power of hope in every area of an individual's lives. It details proven strategies and techniques for building a high hope mindset that is also effective for meeting short and long-term goals. I wanted to highlight that because I'm out there saying it out loud, which is, having read the book, it's absolutely true. That's exactly what it's doing. And so I want to make sure, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but what are the most important things someone who is low on hope right now, what are the first things that they can get started doing?
Yeah, we touched on it a bit. You know, the high hope person in your life, the person who has the highest hope in your life, is just a tremendous resource to you and lots of other folks. So what I encourage people to do, people who are low on hope, is to spend some time with someone who has high hope. So someone you admire for being able to achieve big things and come up with solutions to tough problems and stay energetic about the future. So I would encourage folks who are really at that place, instead of doing a study or you know, a worksheet, you know, try to figure this out by spending time with someone who may inspire you. And that doesn't mean 5 minutes. It's really like hours or days with someone who is willing to share some wisdom with you, but also someone you could just observe. The other thing, and this is a challenge for folks as well, you know, if you haven't felt hope in a while, you don't know what hope feels like.
Right.
So you have to find something that you're somewhat excited about and throw yourself at that thing. So if you finally said, and something small, if you finally said, hey, you know what, I used to love playing tennis, I haven't played in 20 years, instead of driving to the park to play tennis, invest maybe $30 and have a tennis coach you up for a half an hour, then that may give you the excitement, the feel of what it's like to get back in the game, and maybe there at the lesson you might meet another person who's taking lessons who might be at the comparable skill level, and then you could set up a game. So you could kind of parlay that into something more. So that would give you, I have a dog here, sorry about that. That would give you a great start.
Excellent. And you're, well, he's just joining in on the conversation, he or she.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So she's still going away. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. Well, your study shows us, too, absolutely, that hope is contagious. So
exactly.
What you're saying
exactly.
is perfect. Yeah, that it is perfect because... Go ahead.
And keep that in mind, that hope is contagious. Keep in mind that, you know, the hope of a great teacher could infect the lives of 150 kids directly in a given day. But then those kids go home, and their hope affects the hope of other people in their lives, so maybe another 300. And then those people go back to their homes, and again, that number multiplies. So one hopeful person in a leadership position or in a teaching role could affect the lives of hundreds in a given day.
Wow. Well, that's, you just said it. That's exactly what everyone needs to hear, because like what you were saying as far as an example of how to go out and experience it, especially if you're someone out there who maybe isn't really sure what that feels like, because I think what you're saying really shows that it's not just an emotion that you don't have control over. Being able to utilize certain skills to actually build that, beautiful human skill you already have inside of you, build it up to actually use it as a tool for in a very conscious way, I think is what's so incredibly important here. And I also am going to share out there for folks that you've got to get this book, because if you're looking to adjust or just simply improve, but certainly catapult yourself into a better success rate in what you're trying to accomplish, not only owning your future, having a better relationship with your future self, so very important. And this book is going to really lay it out for you, give you the tips you need to really understand what that's all about. So thank you. Thank you so much, Shane, for being here and sharing all this wonderful insight. And like I said during the break, thank you for writing this book.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the air. And thanks to all the folks who are trying to inspire hope in others.
Yes, yes, indeed. And if anyone would like to contact me, my website is inspiredactionliving.com, and my email address is care@inspiredactionliving.com. And again, thank you so much to Dr. Shane Lopez for being here and sharing his information, and really enjoyed our time together with everyone. I hope you all did too. And just want to say, be with me next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about balance, the key to lifelong happiness. I know many of you are looking and seeking balance in your life, and that is what's so very important, because if you could, without balance, the imbalance is taking its toll on everyone, obviously allowing stress to dominate our lives. We mustn't have that. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We need to really key that out. You must find where that state of balance lives inside of you, and we're going to explore that next week. So again, thank you everyone for being with us today. Go out there, build your hope. Go find some hopeful people in your lives. Write it down. Write who they are down. figure out why they in fact inspire you, go out and make sure you visit Dr. Shane Lopez's website. Very important. I appreciate all of you today, and have a great week, everybody. I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.